The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm honestly really surprised that Jessie, who is on the phone to do a second date update today, isn't getting a call back from the dude that she went out with.
Yeah,
because really, she has all of the qualities that men look for in a woman. She hates kids.
No!
That's pretty much it. That's the quality.
That's what you look for.
That's the quality. And she has that. Right, Jessie?
I didn't say I hated kids. I just thought the ones in the restaurant were annoying.
If you're just tuning in, Jessie met the dude she wants to call today while playing Ultimate Frisbee. They went out to eat at a restaurant, and the only thing that she thinks might be the reason he's not calling back is because while they were there, she made a comment about how annoying the kids in the restaurant were, and that's when he said, oh, I have a kid.
And yeah.
I guess it was a little awkward after that, but they got back to normal, and she ended with a kiss on the cheek, but hasn't heard anything since.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
And the thing is, you never really came back from that, and you never told him, like, no, I actually like kids. I could see myself being with someone with a kid. Is that what you want to tell him now if we get him on the phone?
It sounds a little desperate saying that, doesn't it? Like,
I don't know.
I wanted to get away from the awkward moment.
Maybe you just address that it was a joke and move on instead of being like, no, I promise I want to be a mom. Like, I don't know. Either way, the date didn't work out for you, so I'm going to call him right now, see if we get him on the phone and find out what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Douglas?
This is Douglas.
Hey, Doug. This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
My name's Douglas. Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, who are you?
I host a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning. My name is Jubal.
What do you need from me?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about a friend of ours who you know.
Okay.
You're a pretty quick and to the point guy, aren't you, Douglas?
Yes, I am. Why are you calling me?
Good question.
So, you went out with a girl named Jessie recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like Jessie?
What business is that of yours?
Well, it's our business because she emailed us to see if we could talk to you and find out if you didn't like her.
I didn't hate her.
Whoa.
I just didn't feel it working.
Okay. Can you tell us why?
I don't feel we're at the same places in our lives, and it's just as far as personalities, temperaments, and patience goes, it's just not what I'm looking for in someone to date. Sorry.
Is it because you have a kid and she doesn't?
How do you know that?
Well, she told us a little bit about your date and said she thinks that's the reason you don't want to go out with her again.
It's just like a millennial, so you can't deal with it yourself.
Wait, what? You just like put down a whole generation of people there?
Well, I'm not saying that every millennial is one of those things and behaves that way, but when I see a duck, I call it a duck.
It's a good way to be. So you thought she was a millennial duck?
No, Jubal.
Well, after having to listen to a 5-minute tirade that someone didn't tag her in a Facebook post, yeah, kind of.
What?
Okay, wait.
Whoa.
I want to know about the tirade, but I'm really curious. Are you a 65-year-old man?
I'm a 30-year-old man with two kids. with sole custody. I got a lot to do. Okay. I'm very busy. I just don't have time to screw around anymore.
Okay. And by her complaining about a Facebook post, you think she has time to screw around and you don't?
It's not just that. She's complaining that, I work a 10-8 or a 10-5 job and I only got 8 hours of sleep last night. And her friends aren't tagging her in Facebook posts. And it's just, I don't think she's a bad person. I just don't have time for that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Like, you're a single parent of two kids.
I'm in a different place in my life. Yeah. I'm sorry.
What, I mean, why didn't you just tell her that, though?
Well, I didn't want to come down on her as like, you're an idiot and I don't want to have anything else to do with you. I mean, we're already there on the date. And I don't think that. I don't think that. It's just like I said, sure. We're just in different places in our lives. Right. We want different things. Maybe in a few years she might feel differently. But right now, I don't have the time to do it.
So in your mind, it's just finish the date up, give her a kiss on the cheek, send her on her way, and you can get back to doing business.
Look, it's not doing business. It's called life. I'm actively participating in it, and I just got to get it done. I don't have time for the BS.
But, I mean, here's the thing with that. Like, I get that you have a lot on your plate right now, but you can't fault her for not having the same amount of stuff to deal with.
I'm not faulting her. I'm just saying that I don't have time for it. I'm sure there's plenty of other guys that can sympathize and want to listen to her about not getting tagged in a Facebook post. I'm not one of them.
All right.
And look, if you guys want to get back to her and just let her know, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it. Okay.
Well, I have a better idea. I can tell that you're, like I said, you're a man of business. Let's expedite it and just let you know that she's on the phone right now and you actually told her.
What are you talking about?
I mean, she's on the other line listening to this conversation and would like to speak with you real quick. If you have time, sir.
Sir?
She's not on the phone.
Yes, I am. Hi.
I'm sorry, Jesse, you had to hear that. I don't mean it maliciously, but it's the truth.
It just sounds like you're being really, really insensitive, honestly.
It's not about insensitivity. It's just...
No, it's that you don't want to empathize with my problems, but you think your problems are so much bigger and greater than mine are.
You were worried about a Facebook post. I have two kids to raise. Those are quantitatively much bigger problems.
Well,
I'm sorry
Facebook
if that hurts
post,
your feelings. I don't mean to. It's just the way it is.
Listen, it wasn't about the Facebook post. It was the fact that it was posted by my roommate, okay? You have no idea what it's like to live with two other women. It's hard. It's really hard.
Are you kidding me? I can't even believe that sentence is coming out of your mouth.
I can't even, because you have no idea. You have no clue. You've never done it before.
You have no idea what it's like to be responsible for two kids that you're responsible for keeping alive. You live with two kids. They're not your responsibility. I live with two kids. I am their responsibility. The buck stops with me. It doesn't. I'm not worried about Facebook posts. I'm sorry.
Please stop talking about my Facebook posts and stop talking about your kids, okay? How hard can it be to raise two kids, okay? You just put them in front of a TV.
Oh,
guys, why not?
Really, I'm starting to lose my patience. I, like I said, she's not an evil person. I just do not have time for this nonsense anymore. I'm sure she'll do great.
Nonsense.
I'm sure she's going to find a great guy. I really got to go.
Okay. Listen, working is hard, okay? I work from 10 to 5 with barely an hour lunch break, okay? That's difficult. And you don't even want to hear me out?
Yeah, hear her out, dude. 10 to 5.
All right, fine. You want to know something? Like the day that we met playing up at Frisbee, the kind of days off I get like that? I get one of those a month. Even when I have a day off, Jesse, I don't have a day off. I have to babysit two kids every second of the day. There's no time off for me. If I'm lucky,
well,
I get 5 hours of sleep a night.
That is the choice you made, okay? If you have two kids, that's your choice. You're going to be a father, okay? You can't blame me if I want to get more than 8 hours of sleep a night.
Jesse, I'm not blaming you. I just don't want to date you.
Jesse, I think that you should probably just quit while you're ahead, because he is being way nicer than I expected him to be to you.
I don't think so. I'd like to hear more from him.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think you guys would be a great couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Douglas, would you like to go out with Jesse on another date? We will pay for it.
Come on, guys, please.
Please get you a second date?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's
Am I reading
what he meant.
Into it wrong, Douglas?
Look, I appreciate that you're having a lot of fun on the radio, but I really got stuff to do. I'm sorry Jesse and I didn't get along. I'm sorry you guys couldn't put us back together for a date. Everything will be fine. The sun's coming up tomorrow. Nobody's going to die. But I have to go get my kids ready for school. Please, may I go?
All right. Yep. We'll let you go, Douglas. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. He is gone. Jesse, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you.
I mean, I'm kind of blown away by it. I honestly thought it didn't go that badly, so...
You thought it didn't go badly?
He just denied you and hung up.
Well, Jesse, better luck next time, okay?
Okay.
And I feel your pain about the Facebook tagging thing. It is so annoying when people leave you off of posts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He just didn't get it.
I know. What a jerk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!